live in the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Hello, this is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard into Tuesday night. We've got a good show for you tonight. Our guest tonight is Robin Horden. He is a H-O-R-D-O-N. He's a former air traffic controller. And he has done, through his work with the group Pilots for 9/11 Truth, he's done an extensive look at the air traffic control system on the morning of 9/11. He's reached some startling conclusions. And also examined some of the events that occurred previous to the morning of September 11th and how those particular events and decisions lead into all of that and what was allowed to occur that morning. We're going to get into all of that later in the week on Friday night. I think our cord clamping show is going to go. Guest invitations are out. Looks like everybody is ready to rock and roll. And so I think that's going to happen. That leaves tomorrow night and Thursday night open for an extra guest. I've got a couple in the pipe that I want to get on. We may reschedule the Citizens Investigation Team guys that were scheduled for last Wednesday, but I got ill. I may try to get them for tomorrow night or Thursday. One of the nights will be an open lines night, more than likely, so we can just kind of go through the news and talk about that, talk about things. I like doing that every now and then just to let everybody kind of, you know, sound off about what's happening around the country and around the world. And there's a lot of crazy stuff, folks. We live in exciting times. We live certainly in dangerous times, and so we need to stay abreast about what's happening. And literally, you know, like I mentioned last night, we'd taken a weekend out of town with no television and really no news of any kind. And you come back, and you're gone 3 days, and the world has changed. There's a lot that's gone on, and so I like to do an open line show every now and then, you know, like maybe once a week or so. So we can, you know, get in and just deal with a lot of the stories out there. Plus, it gives me a chance to rant and rave and get stuff off my chest, which helps as well. Last night's show with Alan Watt. Oh, my gosh. Was that off the hook or what? Yeah, I know he's always a great guest. That was my first time getting to interview him. And the show took a different turn than what I had expected, but I think it was a great turn. And we had a lot of great calls last night, and your participation was oh so appreciated and is valued. And I hope to have Alan on again and more guests like him that have a unique and depth of knowledge that they can bring to the fore. And especially in the fact we've got a two-hour format and things kind of slow down a little bit at night. We can kind of, you know, just kick back and talk a bit. And my policy on interviews has always been just to let them go where they go. And last night's was no different, and it was boom. It was hard-hitting stuff. It was a great show, and I'm most appreciative to Alan. His website, by the way, is cuttingthroughthematrix.com. It's www.cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I make a promise to you that we're going to bring big-name, heavy-hitter guests on at night and heavy-hitter information. And a lot of it I know for some of you old hands, it's kind of a regurgitation of things. But there are so many people coming in to this movement right now, and people are at a point where they need this information, and they need this information now. We don't have a lot of time, and so it's kind of like a mass education has got to take place. And I know, and I talk to a lot of these people who are just brand spanking new to all this. So we're going to try to give you the good meat that you need, but at the same time, give them the milk that they can handle and take in and learn and get up to speed with what's going on. All right, time for a break. We'll come back. Our guest on the other side, Robin Horden, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Mike Chambers, and it is a Tuesday night. We're in the 14th of August, 2007. My website is MidnightWritersShow.com, and MidnightWritersShow.com is the address. Email address link is there. You can email me. I always love getting your emails. Thank you so much. I've gotten so many of them. And also a link to our live chat room that's open right now. You can click on that and join the chat room, and there's always a vibrant, scintillating, intelligent conversation going on, and not tonight is no different. So you can pop over there. All you do is have to give make up a username, and you're in. Don't ask for any information or anything like that. All right, joining us now on the program is Mr. Robin Horton, and I'll let him give you his qualifications. I came across Robin. I've been a member of Pilots for 9/11 Truth, although I'm not a pilot, for quite some time, and I've been appreciative and supportive of the work that they've done over the last couple of years, and Robin and the folks over there have done a lot of study into the flight data recorder, Flight 77, that supposedly crashed into the Pentagon on 9/11, and now they're doing some work into Flight 93. But Robin, welcome to the show. Robin's the next air traffic controller, and Robin, tell everybody just a little bit about yourself so they can be introduced to you and get to know you just a bit.
Sure, Mike. First, thanks a lot for reaching out and having me on. I appreciate it. I am an interesting combination in this whole dialogue about the events of 9/11 because I'm a former air traffic controller who used to work at the Boston Center, which is where American 11 and actually I think United 175 were hijacked from, but most notably American 11, and worked until I got fired by Reagan in 1981. And I also have some contacts inside the Boston Center still that have given me a very different story than the story that the 9/11 Commission reported regarding the FAA's behavior and role that day. So I got to be an air traffic controller because I was a pilot. I'd been a pilot for quite a few years since I was 16 with a whole variety of ratings, starting off with glider, single-engine land, multi-engine land, single-engine sea, certified flight instructor, commercial pilot for sure, certified flight instructor, ground instructor, passed my flight engineer basic exam based on a Boeing 727, so I have some real good sense of how the jets fly. I also spent a couple of years and gained about 2,000 hours of swinging a wrench, per se, working on maintaining light aircraft, not the jets. But in any event, I have a pretty good idea about how some of the systems work in aircraft. And then, of course, I'm an air traffic controller, checked out in that airspace, and in fact, I actually worked in management 3 of my 11 years, and part of that time in management was being assigned to what was called an area office, which was procedures and airspace. So I actually designed some of the working airspace that that is made reference to in the events of 9/11. I actually shaped some of the airspace and some of the procedures. And while in the management role in the FAA, still as an air traffic controller on a temporary assignment, I also was engaged in developing military procedures and air traffic procedures in general. And so I understand basically the concept of how the FAA and the military interrelate, understand airspace procedures, understand air traffic control procedures. Was also in training department while in the FAA as an air traffic controller, part of those 3 years, and in management, and was actually one of the fellows who learned first and then trained the rest of the controllers in the facility about the new computerized radar programs, because on my watch we went from the old raw radar, which most people have in their mind with the big green sweep going around, that's kind of like raw radar, and we transitioned into the more computerized and digitized radar systems called radar data processing, and I was a training specialist for that too, and then additionally, I just not important to 9/11, but I also was a significant role player in what was called profile descent and metering, which was a change in the national airspace system on how to manage arrival delays and whatever. So I've had my hands in and around airplanes inside, outside, upside down, and as far as what goes on in the FAA, not only, and I could fly the airplanes, but as far as what's going on in the FAA, I also had my hands inside, outside, upside down in being an active controller, and then a lot of the mechanisms behind the scenes that certainly very few people know about.
Oh, undoubtedly.
So, it's kind of like an odd, interesting mix of stuff going on here. So that's about me.
What got you looking into 9/11 and thinking that something might be rotten in Denmark somewhere?
Well, on the day, I'm kind of a political person too. Being fired in 1981, and by the way, for the listeners to know, that was an event that happened. I'm not speaking out because of any vengeful situations. Right. I do see some similarities in kind of governmental abuse of arbitrary actions as paralleling the same too. But that's really not my reason for speaking out. I'm actually a patriotic American and love my country and recognize that it's deeply, deeply gone astray. And I pretty much know how, when, where, and why it's gone astray. And that is because I've been watching kind of the macro politics of this country and its international foreign policies, economic policies, imperialistic policies for decades. So the way that I look at it is, even before I was an air traffic controller, this is what I explain to people when I'm bannering and doing my events on the street. I say, I'm in my fourth decade of the peace movement, and I'm in my first decade of the 9/11 truth movement.
Right.
So when 9/11 happened, my immediate response in the morning was, oh, today is the day. Meaning that my very first thought on 9/11 was that there was somebody angry, some third world country that we had been exploiting, which we've been exploiting for decades, did something and whatever, and I said, okay, today's the day. That's when the little payback thing occurred.
Right.
But then later that afternoon, as I just kept on watching, as soon as I found out, Mike, that the Federal Aviation Administration knew where the airplanes were, with the exception of American 77, and had them tracked all of the way until their crash point. That told me, it said, wait a minute, the only way that these airliners could have ever made it, in this emergency status form, in this really aberrant, unusual flight, flight category, in-flight emergency, hijacking, whatever you want to call it, certainly not behaving the way they're supposed to. The only way that could have ever happened without being intercepted is there needed to be a simultaneous computer breakdown. There needed to be, like, cables cut by a backhoe, computer outage, electrical failure. There needed to be some reason that there wasn't adequate communication between the FAA and NORAD. And because I know how our system works. I've scrambled a military aircraft to solve an in-flight emergency myself, and I myself have been involved in two separate incidences where we had to work, our facility or I was working a hijacked airliner back in the 70s. So, I mean, I know how our system works. I said, well, all right. They got through only because there had been some type of a breakdown. Then, as they say, I found out there wasn't a breakdown, and they had all this data, and they had the radio contact until they went NORDO, and they had all the radar tracking. They had everything. There were no breakdowns, and I said, uh-oh, this is an inside job. And that was at, like, I don't know, 5, 6, in the evening. I can't even tell. The time was a blur, but it was just that time period. So I knew right on that it was an inside job, and part of my career surviving after being fired by Reagan in 81, ironically, took me into the field of comedy, at which I matriculated or gravitated towards political comics because I'm kind of a political fellow.
Hold that right there, Robin. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of that, and we're going to get to find out what NORDO means, too. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome aboard into our Tuesday night program with Robin Horton. Robin, as we were going to the break, you mentioned the term Nordo. What, in layman terms, what does Nordo mean?
Nordo means a process where an aircraft that an air traffic controller is working suffers a radio failure. Nordo is short for no radio. But I'd like to kind of get back to just wrap up the very first section there. I began to speak out, but through other people's voices immediately about the inconsistencies here, through my political status friends and some blog writers and other authors and whatever it might be. But I knew that the country had to go through a time period of calming down because I'd been through the 60s, and I knew all of that kind of stuff. And there needed to be a calm and a less emotional look at 9/11 before we could go out. And so, and I also am savvy enough to know that, you know, as a former air traffic controller, you know, on 9/12, you know, nobody was going to listen to a guy who was fired by Reagan running down the street waving his hands, hey, it's an inside job. I'm that savvy. I knew that this was a big deal and that it was going to take a while. And anyways, a couple of books, Jim Mars broke me out. David Ray Griffin's book broke me out. Personal Contact Inside the FAA broke me out. And then what really started to was the straw that broke my camel's back, okay, was the Vanity Fair article. But anyways, back to Nordo. So NORDO is when any aircraft just loses its radio contact with you.
Okay. All right. So now you've got a term. It's always great, you know. It's always great, Robin, because you hear all these terms, and sometimes you have an idea of what it means, and there's other times you don't.
Sure.
And so now everybody has walked away educated, if nothing else, because we all know what NORDO means now.
Right.
So everybody takes away something out of this.
Well, Mike, I would like to tell you and your listeners that in my lifetime, this is one of the most complicated events that has ever, ever happened. This is really complicated.
Right.
And it's confused in some fashions because the public knows some things, then the public has been twisted into thinking some things, and then slowly but surely the scientists, the professionals, the authors, the pilots you mentioned earlier, okay, we're slowly bringing into the public's understanding some of the much more technical background stuff that when it is exposed, it's like, uh-oh, inside job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and you're right. It is very, very complicated. I mean, because so for the series of events to take place, it either had to be the wildest stroke of luck that 19 guys with box cutters board four airplanes and hit 75% of their targets, or they had to have some real substantial help somewhere, somehow.
Yes, they did. And the overriding element, Mike, of the help that they did receive, make no mistake about it, the overriding element of that help is that it needed to be as well covered and as undetectable by the press and the public and whatever as could be possible, because the government or the agents within the government that were allowing this to happen, if there were to be any sunshine on them, wow, there would be a big problem. So, again, back to the technical issues as we kind of dissect this incredibly complicated, you know, frog, 9/11, you know, the help was there, and proving it and establishing it has been pretty complicated. But also at the same time, the guys who pulled this off, like the guys who pulled off Pearl Harbor, Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish-American War, all the other false flag attacks on this country, the guys who pulled this one off did not do as good a job. And because we have so many patriotic Americans on the web right now and so many people who can smell a rat, okay, they've gotten caught. And caught they are, Mike. They're caught. All of this stuff that you're seeing about, you know, in the White House with the lower guys on the ladder getting resigned, blah, 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 stonewalling, not answering this, not testifying, all of it, okay, in
right.
The end of the day is designed to stonewall the heinous act that they pulled off or they allowed to have happen.
Right, because they're stonewalling over the most inane items, things that don't matter. I mean, you know, as far, you know, for the most part, I mean, even in the case of Pat Tillman and his death, they're invoking executive privilege about this
sure.
man's death.
They know they're caught,
Mike. I would be thinking that they would be trying everything they could to try to say, hey, we're terribly sorry that this happened. Somebody popped this guy in the head, and we want to find out why.
Mike, the reason that they're stonewalling is because they are terribly caught. And one of the main players in the events on 9/11 that people don't really want to look at is the United States military, because the one institution on planet Earth that has benefited the single most from the events of 9/11 and the ensuing activities is the United States military. You just don't want to go about, okay, opening the door to investigating what the hell's going on at, pardon me, what's going on at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
That's really a big problem. So the reason that they're stonewalling, you know, the size of the napkins on the dinner table at the White House, they're stonewalling everything, is because
right.
once they open anything up, it all opens up.
Indeed, it does. Robin Horton, our guest here on the Midnight Rider. We're going to take a break and come back. 9443 if you'd like to get in on the conversation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider is Mr. Robin Horton, a former air traffic controller. He's joining us tonight to talk about his discoveries regarding the air traffic control system on 9/11. And Robin, as we were going to the break, you mentioned the fact that how much the United States military has gained out of this and their responsibility in this. I would imagine you're not referring to the military as a whole, but yet a faction probably in the command and control areas of the Pentagon that helped put all of this operation into place by policy changes and that type of thing. I'm assuming that's where you're going with that.
No, Mike, actually it's both.
Okay.
And the bigger issue is this. And again, I'm almost 60 years old and, got wised up with Vietnam and got to remember Eisenhower when he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. It's the military-industrial complex that has benefited from 9/11 and that, then this country's reaction to it, without any question. They have carte blanche. The funding limits are huge. And instead of getting bogged down into really picayune stuff about the military-industrial complex, I will say this and then move on. Once the Soviet Union collapsed, the military in this country did not have a ready enemy with which to make us all afraid as citizens. The enemy disappeared with the collapse of the Soviet Union. So therefore, they couldn't justify their expenditures. So they kind of needed a new bad guy. And right now, it's the world of Islam that has been replaced the Soviet Union. So we're justifying every expenditure out of fear of Arabs at the moment, which I think is unjustified. However, if you take a look at the revolving door that goes on between the military and the military-industrial complex, what you find out is some of the generals and admirals and whatever who get on TV and they pump up the invasion and the war and the need for new military equipment and systems and whatever, after they retire, they move right into the defense industry with, you know, $1 million, or I can't say that, a million, but with lofty paychecks beyond that. So right. Dwight Eisenhower was correct. He said, just beware of this because it's going to reorder our society. And in many ways, it has. Pursuant to that and tying those two things together, you can understand where people who are working back then or today in the general ranks of the leadership ranks in the military, they understand what the future benefit can be to them and to their way of life, which is a military way of life. You know, should there become a need for you know, developing and expanding and eventually using a more sophisticated military capability. And then to wrap the military end of it up, so there are people who are inside the Pentagon and whatever who could have shaped this. But to wrap the whole thing up, you know, the military has got itself a real heyday in systems and being considered to be necessary, expanded. You know, its expansion to be necessary to protect the frightened citizens of the United States. And obviously it's ironic that they let something happen that did indeed frighten the people of the United States.
Yeah, I imagine that.
So it's kind of a dirty deal.
Yeah, I've got this clip of Eisenhower here in his farewell address. Just a couple of minutes. I think it might be a good idea to play it since...
That's great. That's one of the greatest addresses in our country.
Yeah, here it is.
A vital element in keeping the peace is our military establishment. Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action, so that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction. Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
That's some Dwight David Eisenhower.
And if I were to say, pick a few words out of the disastrous rise, okay, of misplaced
right.
power. And I have to just say to your listeners, okay, that the United States military now spends and budgets in total more than all of the other militaries in the world combined. And so they've really accomplished their job.
Oh, yeah, and the cost of obtaining new weapon systems, Robin, is up over 500% since the start of the war.
Yeah. They know how to perpetuate themselves. And ironically, the one thing that Eisenhower said that is really kind of being flushed out more and more and more now is the social engineering. He said this is going to affect our society. Okay, and that is now being flushed out by psychologists and other investigators into the social engineering aspects. And what we're finding out is the base tool with which they are justifying this growth in the military is the word fear. They're making everybody afraid of everything, afraid of the terrorists in the caves. And one of the points that I like to mention to people when I talk to them on the street, again, I banner and protest quite a bit, is that since 2001, we've lost approximately 30,000 people a year from drunken driving. That's 180,000 deaths. And since 2001, we've basically lost the same 3,000 people from terrorist attacks, okay? And obviously the numbers on the Iraq war are just astronomical. But the point is that there are other things in our society that are more threatening than those 3,000 deaths. But
certainly, a lot
of people are going to say, oh, no, not me, and they're going to panic out. Now, I'm so unpanicked right now, it's unbelievable. I feel great about this country because a lot of people think, you know, say, where's the outrage? Where's the outrage? And, well, I know I'm on the street 2 to 3 times a week, and I know that there is enrage, Mike. People get it.
Yeah.
They're just quiet because they've been told by the President of the United States, if you're not with us, you're a terrorist. So they're
right.
saying, well, I'm not going to speak out.
Well, and now also see, and now, you know, now that they're starting to realize that low-intensity warfare like the warfare in Iraq doesn't sell weapon systems, and lo and behold, all of a sudden, we've got Russia flexing its muscle again.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I mean, that whole mutually assured destruction, the whole relationship between, you know, between those higher levels of people, you know, they just kind of say, hey, how can we make some bucks? Hey, let's have some wars. Let's be afraid of wars. Let's ramp up your military. Then we'll ramp up our, you know, so it's really mutually assured profits for the stockholders.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Exactly. Mutually assured dividends.
Mutually, that's great, Mike. Bingo. Awesome.
That's it in a nutshell. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on, sir. Is Bill there? I guess Bill left us. All right. Well, if he's there, we'll try him again here in just a second. It's been interesting that all of a sudden, you know, you see out of nowhere, you know, Russia, who has no deficit, by the way, you know, here they come out of the pit of the Cold War, communism falls, and within the space of 20 years, totally debt free, and our system is totally going the opposite way, and it seems that we are now becoming the totalitarian type government and regime that goes in and just takes out countries that we disagree with, just take them out.
Mike, one of the really interesting things about the 9/11 Truth Movement here, being involved in the internet and being so I describe it as like a spider web, okay, that's slowly growing underneath the floor joists of the floor all across this country. You know, it's just slowly growing. We have some very interesting people who have got amazing skills, and they're digging into the financial history of the world. And what they're finding is there are a small number of families or coalition groups or whatever, and I don't want to get into naming them because it doesn't matter. But the bottom line of the story, it's families trying to keep and maintain the assets of the world, And the particular style of government that happens to be around right now on this continent or that continent, that's not particularly relevant to them. They don't care. You know, it's the financial underpinning and substructure that that they're using to control everything. So, you know, when you say that the Russians are back out of the blue, I'm sitting there saying, well, not really. You know, everybody's in the game, and they kind of know how the rules are played at the financial end of things.
Let's try this again. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the show.
Mike, excellent broadcasting, excellent guest as usual. I just wanted to check, considering his considerable history and experience in that, I was wondering if he had actually had a chance to read Peter Lance, www.peterlance.com, and or if he had had an opportunity to review the archives, Dave Emery. It would be wonderful if, by chance, he would be able to be on with you guys, and also Mr. Watt.
This is Robin Horton speaking. I have not read those gentlemen's works. I have,
at your earliest convenience, if you would Google in Dave Emery, maybe 604, 603, 601, 599, you'd be able to understand and appreciate how much inside help. I was on the air directly to Alex Jones that morning. The call that I tried to get off was to Ollie North's program as it was going on, and I told them that it smelled real bad,
yeah,
and they hung up on me.
Well, so, you know, if we are to be successful at doing this, we're not going to be successful at the top down.
No.
We're going to be successful at the bottom up, because everybody, Ollie North's a perfect example of this inside military cabal that is just as rotten as it could be.
Garden plot.
And we're never going to affect the change in this country from the top down. And there's a real wonderful efficiency in this, and this is what it is, okay? We are putting information and control back into the hands of the people and stopping and preventing this hierarchical point of view where we elect people who are easily corrupted and don't represent us, but we have to look to them upwardly to help us out. And you know where it's coming from? It's coming from the street now. It's the best time in my entire life. People are enraged. They are there. They are smart. They get it. They're just not making the mistakes that the peace movement has, which is to get out in big parades and do this and show your face and all that kind of stuff. There's this undercurrent going on that's wonderful.
Well, you're absolutely right. I just wanted to mention that Emory's been at this a long time. It's a massive research archive. However, there are a number of others. It's not the only source, but your earliest convenience in review.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Mike.
Bill,
Mike.
Is it Emory or Emery?
Emory.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chambers.
Yes, sir.
Remember that the bulldog in San Antonio is going to have to work to come up to your standard on your lordly presentation. And rabbits rock. Talk to you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bill.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
The bulldog. Yes. Look, Alex does a great job, and he has helped, you know, in my journey, and I'm most appreciative of the work he does.
I'm a fan. I've spent some time in show business, and I can kind of recognize Alex's weakness, but his strengths are immense, and he's very typical of the coalition of people in this country who have a certain talent and can bring it out a certain way. But Alex is only going to get us so far, and then we need some authors and scientists and need some other people to chip in also, so that there isn't just one person, you know, going on. Like, this Webster Tarpley guy is a disaster because he's such a nut, but he's been put in place to represent the 9/11 truth movement, and that's not the way the movement is. It's like we're a thousand-headed dragon, and that's wonderful. That's back to the position of saying, okay, our country, people vote, which is what we have to do,
okay? And we're going to tell these congressmen, these people what to do. Which really, Mike, is going to be very easy because with the Internet, every citizen can be smarter than their congressional representative.
Oh, yeah, we actually
and they know
the bills
it.
Where they don't.
They're scared. Those guys are just themselves can't wait to get out of town. They're
yeah, I know. We scared the daylights out of them over the immigration issue.
Yes, yes,
I
for
think
example.
I think that woke some of them up. When we shut their phone lines down.
Yeah, and it's going to take place, and that's one of many issues, because so many people are so pissed off that this country has worked its 200 years, it's killed so many people in foreign lands, and it has done so to the profit and the benefit of a narrow band of people at the very higher levels of our economy and political and corporate structure. People
yeah.
get this. It's such an easy mathematical equation. That's why they're scared in the boots. That's why I'm telling you, I believe this or not, I am not an impeachment man, but I am an investigate to impeachment man, so maybe we can get to The Hague, okay? And the reason that I'm saying that.
Hold on, we'll catch it on the other side.
Sure.
Back in a minute here with Robin Horton on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All our times have come. Here, but now they're gone.
Back of the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It's Tuesday night. We're talking with Robin Horton, a former air traffic controller, and who's done digging into the events of 9/11 and what occurred that morning. We're going to dive into that here in just a little bit. We've been having a fascinating conversation around a lot of the issues surrounding what occurred on 9/11 and kind of the whys. And we were discussing impeachment as we were going to the break. Robin, pick up your thoughts from there.
Well, even though all of these guys in D.C., you know, the Bush regime have committed impeachable crimes, I'm not into that particular process. Because I have this weird belief that what they really want to have happen is they would like for us to impeach them. Because when we impeach them, what happens is information goes from the public view into the Congress. And the Congress is bought and paid for on both sides of the aisle.
Exactly.
And so this is just a boys' club, basically, in there that is protecting itself and helping itself to get reelected so they can remain the ruling and controlling class in the country. So most of my progressive friends, let's impeach, and I'm saying, man, that's not where you want these hearings and this information to be held. And it doesn't matter who you're talking about, because what they will do is the same thing that they have done all the way along, which is stonewall. Well, we can't have this disclosed to the public. These hearings can't be open to the public because, you know, of national security or executive privilege or whatever. And I'm saying that's a bad strategy. Investigate to impeach. When you find the criminal conduct, take them to jail. Take them to court. Right. Have it out in the public open. So
yeah,
anyway,
that's
my wrap for that. But Mike, God bless the guys who want to impeach, and God bless their energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, and whatever. You know, we're taking America back, and they are such a big part of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I think it's important, it's vitally important that we continue to look at information as
Absolutely.
It comes out and as we find it, because it just further demonstrates what kind of criminals and psychopaths that we have running, you know, at the helm of things. And when people can see that, yes, indeed, these are people without conscience that will kill to benefit themselves, then it will help wake more people up, most certainly.
I agree. And expanding on that thought, what's going to happen is people are going to say, well, how did these guys get into office?
Oh, you don't
want
me to start here for another
okay,
hour.
Then the secondary question is, well, it wasn't by our vote. How did they do that? Then they're going to understand the corporate whorism that's involved. And then the other thing that I do when I'm out in my protests and when I do my bannering is that I have two signs, two sides of my sign. One is that 9/11 truth, you know, leads to 9/11 truth seeking leads to peace. And on the back side, it says paper ballots, public funded elections on a new federal election holiday. If the people are going to take their grievances out and they're going to make a change in their government, we have to vote better. We got to throw out the electronic machines. We got to get people in the school cafeterias counting paper ballots, 25 ballots to a stack, you know, a couple of hundred tables all lined out, people really doing it. I did this up in the state of Washington during the Christine Gregoire recount and re-recount, and it was wonderful. Citizens are so dedicated to themselves and their country in that format. So the existing politicians are in their position because of corporations and not because of people. 60% of our representatives are millionaires. Where do they get the money? Guns
well, I can tell you.
And barter.
Yep, yep. All right, we're going to come back in just a minute, start digging into the who's and what's it and how things occurred on 9/11 that allowed those planes to get through. This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.